Missouri's governor vetoed a right-to-repair housing law this week. It's a measure that home builders have championed as a way to avoid costly court fights. 23 other states have similar laws, which give builders an opportunity to repair construction defects before home buyers can sue. We have more from NPR's Cheryl Corley.
The National Association of Home Builders says frivolous lawsuits filed by overzealous attorneys and unreasonable homeowners have sent insurance rates skyrocketing. They say the situation is so dire it's forced some contractors to leave the business and increase the purchase price of homes. In an effort to curb construction defect lawsuits, the NAHB helped craft legislation called Notice and Opportunity to Repair. The group's CEO, Jerry Howard, says its premise is simple.
Notify the builder of the potential problem. Give the builder a certain period of time to correct the problem before beginning what becomes a very adversarial litigation process.
Time frames may vary state to state, but in most instances, a homeowner must notify a builder about problems that need repair and can't sue for 90 days. The contractor has 30 days to respond and can dispute the claim, repair the defect, or agree to a monetary settlement. In his veto, Missouri Governor Bob Holden calls the laws unjustified since homebuyers typically sue when all else has failed. He also says waiting 3 to 6 months for repairs could put a homeowner's health and safety at risk. Illinois attorney Steve Hettinger, who's represented both homeowners and builders, says the NAHB's right to cure law is like taking a sledgehammer to pound in a tack.
You know, it's absolutely unreasonable. What you're asking or requiring homeowners to do is take their house apart before they can file suit against their builder to find out every possible piece of damage.
New homes typically have a 1 or 2 year warranty, but Hettinger says some defects might not show up until later. For one of his clients, signs of problems showed up early. Jim and Margaret Howard, no relation to the Housing Association CEO, have battled with their contractor, Bill Lynn Builders, for nearly 5.5 years. The Howards bought a 5-bedroom, 2-story home just outside of Springfield, Illinois, in 1998. Their story begins with the driveway that leads up to a 3-car garage.
And the driveway disintegrated after we moved in. It's a 6-panel concrete driveway, and the center bottom panel just started to disintegrate shortly after, and the builder said the blemishes would bake out of it. Concrete does two things. It gets hard and it cracks. It doesn't bake to an improved condition.
The Howards no longer live in the home. They moved after Margaret got a job out of state, and Jim says the driveway was just a precursor of more serious problems. Inside the home, he points to a series of cracks in the basement and in the living room and dining room walls.
You see that white powder along the floor? There's just a really light, like a talcum powder on the floor. That is drywall dust that blows into the house when wind hits the northwest corner of my house. One of the most significant problems with this house is I do not have the proper amount of lateral support in the exterior walls. Right now, if you had an X-Acto knife, you could cut out the drywall and you could punch your hand through my house.
Last year, more than 1 million new homes were sold in the United States. Statistics about construction defects and related lawsuits are hard to come by. No federal agency tracks whether they are on the rise. Alan Mooney, the president of Criterium Engineers, a firm which operates in 35 states, says a survey of the firm's engineers found that about 15% of new homes have at least 2 significant defects.
Doesn't mean that 15% of the homes are in danger of collapse, but that there are significant problems that, if ignored, are likely to compromise the future performance of that home in some way.
The Howards say they expected some problems with their home during its first year, and the builder did send workers to do some patchwork, but there were a myriad of unresolved issues as the warranty expiration neared. The contractor, Bill Lynn, has since retired. He, his wife, and attorney would not comment for this report. Jim Howard says his family has learned a tremendous amount about what questions home buyers should ask, but the battle has been an emotional and financial drain. He says there was nothing frivolous about his lawsuit.
I can't tell you how many times I've told my kids, when the lawsuit is over, we'll do those things. The idea that somebody would advance legislation against the interest of groups of people that you cannot organize, future home buyers, is a hard group of people to organize. It's a rather sinister kind of attempt, in my opinion. I would consider it a right to rip off, not a right to repair.
But Jerry Howard, the head of the Home Builders Association, says there's nothing underhanded about the right to cure legislation. He says it simply imposes a cooling off period for home builder and home buyer.
that maybe this kind of legislation would not have helped him, but it has helped countless others already, even though the laws are very new. And I think that as time goes on, we'll find that this will help solve more problems than it causes.
7 more states are considering notice and opportunity to repair laws. One of the next big battles will occur, though, in one of the 23 states that already have it. In November, voters in Colorado will decide whether to approve or reject a constitutional amendment, which would void much of the construction defect law approved by the Colorado legislature last year. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.